The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. And strange echoes are happening, but it's still a really good morning. And I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, an hour ahead of all the kinds of health supporting information you need to know from research literally from around the world. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And I was watching TV this morning. Sometimes I come across something to talk about for the program. And, you know, obviously lots of commercials on there. And there was one, and the theme of the commercial was, let's make cancer history. Well,
wow.
In other words, we should make not cancer history, but let's make it so there's no more cancer. So it's history.
Okay, because so, I was going to ask you about the punctuation marks
right,
in that phrase.
So... And I'm listening to it, and what they're promoting, of course, is we're going to make cancer history because there's not going to be any more cancer because we're going to cure it. And what, at least to me, stands out is nobody is ever talking about preventing cancer. I mean, they're talking about, you know, treating all these kinds of cancers, and you know, every day, you know, when patients ask me questions, I say, how can you expect them to cure cancer if they don't even know how to prevent it? You know, I mean, that would be an obvious question. You know, even with your most serious illnesses, the prevention is a far better approach than ignoring the progression of the illness until you become sick enough. And now they're going to say, we're going to step in and cure you.
And they're going to say cure because, boy, oh,
well,
boy.
That's the implication.
That is their definition of cure might not reach the level that you and I might have with regard to cure.
But in this case, they're saying, let's make cancer history. Let's eradicate cancer. That implies, you know, curing it. But how about preventing it? Why don't we just tell people what they need to know to prevent it? But no, they can't do that because that would step on too many toes.
Well, what I'm thinking about is, okay, they're going to say, they're not saying it, but they're implying it, as you said, Dr. Slavin, cure. And so their definition of cure in the case, let's say, of a tumor is you're reducing the size of the tumor. I believe it's by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, here's my very quickly off the tip of my tongue definition. How about restoration of health? How about superior optimized function of all of the different systems of your body? Have your brain work, your immune system work, your digestive system, every part of your body functions interactively at the highest levels. I just love that picture.
Well, that I think that gets to the real problem with healthcare is the definition of health is the absence of disease. And if you operate under that definition, you're healthy until you can't get out of bed.
You know? Ooh.
You know, so that's basically what happens. The doctors, they look the other way because they're not trained to look any other way. By that I mean you don't have an issue until your blood sugar is too high. You don't have an issue until your blood pressure is too high. You don't have an issue until your weight is, you know, I shouldn't even say too high. You don't have to have too much of a excess amount of weight. That can be a tip-off that you're on the road to other problems. And we don't put enough emphasis in those areas. What else? So we have the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol, the high blood sugar. We allow all those things to reach the levels that need to be treated with a drug, but they needed to be treated before you needed a drug. That's the whole point. And, you know, nobody wants to take that step. Nobody wants to, because what does it mean? That means you're going to step on the sugar industry toes. You're going to step on the genetically modified food toes.
Genetically modified food toast.
You know, it's just too many special interests are going to get hurt of you if all of a sudden people started thinking for themselves and realizing these illnesses are being self-inflicted. Another commercial this morning was about diabetes, and you see these actors up there saying, you know, I tried diet and it just didn't work, so I have to take this medication. And all these actors up there are there overweight. Well, you haven't tried it enough if you haven't lost sufficient weight. And because we see it over and over again, if someone has a type 2 diabetes that's insulin resistant, they get immediately put on drugs. Instead, they should be told that you can avoid the drugs, change your diet, lose some weight, and all this stuff self-corrects. But they don't say that. They should have said, you know, I lost 15, 20 pounds. I stopped drinking soda. I'm eating only organic. I'm exercising on a regular basis. And I feel great, and I don't need any medication. I haven't seen that commercial.
Oh, well, I guess there might not necessarily be an economic benefit to that commercial. Mm-hmm. That's why I haven't seen it, Dr. Slavin. So, because most people wait until they're diagnosed with something before they seek out help, whether it be from a nutritionist, a chiropractor, acupuncturist, or from a physician practicing as you do, Dr. Slavin. First of all, here's a question. What sets you apart from other internal medicine practitioners?
We intervene at an earlier stage of an illness. We don't wait for, you know, to meet the classic definition of an illness. For example, mainstream medicine, internal medicine, doesn't recognize insulin resistance as a problem. Why do I say that? Because they don't check for insulin resistance. They check for, you know, high blood sugar, you know, diabetes. They're not looking for people that may be at the beginnings of insulin resistance. How do you check for that? You do a glucose insulin tolerance test. That would be the best way, because you can still have normal blood sugars and even normal hemoglobin A1Cs, which is your average blood sugar over a 3-month period, but you can have elevated insulin levels. So that's the earliest signs of a problem. So it's up to making the patients aware of it, and then they can take the steps to correct it. Now, I used to be on staff of a hospital. In fact, I was on staff of a hospital for over 30 years, but a funny thing happened. The patients that come to my practice don't require hospitalizations. You know, I very rarely had to go to the hospital to take care of them because they were healthy. And that's the kind of medicine that people want, but it's not the kind of medicine that the medical establishment wants. They want to keep people in. They want to keep those hospitals full. And, you know, I wasn't doing my share.
Kind of like a hotel. want to do a daily evaluation about how well your rooms are occupied. Because if your rooms are not occupied, you're not producing income.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, and the hospitals do have a difficult time keeping those rooms full, depending upon where they're located. So they've opened up more and more outpatient programs to at least, bring in the revenue that way. They also bring in the revenue by doing lots of testing on people and lots of surgeries on people, even if they may not be necessary. So that's a business. Hospitals are a business, and they want to stay in business. So you can understand that, but you don't have to partake in their business.
Okay. Now, hospitals are a business, and you pretty much don't want to be a guest in a for-profit hospital. Are there any not-for-profit hospitals available around, like Hospital Corporation of America? That's one of the ones that comes to mind. But
there is no difference between for-profit and not-for-profit.
Okay. So no, both are concerned with their bottom line.
Well, and in Broward County, well, it takes on a little bit of a difference, though. In Broward County, you have the county-supported hospitals. Another way of saying, they really should say tax-supported hospitals,
right,
to treat people without insurance. Now, these days, why do we need those if everybody's supposed to have insurance one way or another? Why are we spending tax dollars now to treat these people? But the mindset of mainstream medicine is the same, whether you're in a county hospital or in a private hospital. You know, the whole approach is the same. And you can't blame the hospitals because they're there to take people that get really sick. Can't blame the hospital for that. Who do you blame, though? You have to blame the physicians.
When you're really sick and you need the facilities available in a hospital, but our medical field in the United States has been all about hospitals, surgery, high technology approaches for dealing with all patients. So every patient that comes to see a physician may very well do fine with support to their changes in their diet, a health supporting diet, maybe addressing nutritional deficiencies. So many different ways to minimize the possibility that you're going to wind up in a hospital. But it's part of an overall approach that individuals are responsible for themselves. They can't necessarily turn over their responsibility to a doctor, a practitioner, a nurse. The overall approach falls to the individual to keep yourself well. Now, you can ask for expert advice so that you're choosing the right things, and you can choose those correct things based on your blood tests, based on your genetic history, based on some indications from your body that say your digestive system isn't working properly, your respiratory tract may be inflamed, your heart might be skipping a beat. We need to investigate what that is all about, whether it's actually coming from your heart struggling or whether it's your thyroid and your hormones contributing to those heart symptoms. So there's so many different approaches that...
And just before the break, without testing, you can't identify people who are on the road to illness. That's the testing. If you're just doing a CBC, you can have less chance. Not really an opportunity to identify the real issues that are affecting. For example, checking your inflammatory, checking your insulin after a health that ultimately lead to a serious condition. Why should anyone, for example, have the first sign of heart attack? Something that was a big problem. They weren't prepared. they weren't taking the time to do the testing, because heart attacks are a moneymaker, keeping people from that.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. Technological glitches, and so now we're going old school with a phone connection, and as usual with Natural Doc Radio, we have lots of very, very high quality information to share with our listeners. I want to give a little bit of an update on December 5th. AMT Centers, and it's AMT Centers that sponsors our show. AMT Centers is having a free event to introduce to the South Florida community all of the fabulous services available at AMT Centers. Just to be clear, AMT Centers is a blood draw facility, and AMT Centers brings to you availability of a wide range of different blood testing that is kind of in sync with what we talk about here on Natural Doc Radio. One of the things is availability to test things like fasting insulin, lipoprotein small A. You can test your SED rate. You can test, you can have a urinalysis that brings you a lot of information, information about your genetic history, information about toxic overload in your body. So many different approaches that you can use to make informed decisions about how to go forward supporting your good health. So on December 5th, in order to make an appointment, you need to call 754-216-2332 and make an appointment between 8 and 11 a.m. When you're making that appointment in the morning, what you're accomplishing is the ability to come to AMT Centers fasting. So you can do a fasting blood test. The freebie here is a chem panel. A chem panel is going to give you your glucose, your fasting glucose level, your calcium, potassium, sodium numbers, as well as your liver enzymes. And then you can also have, for free, a CBC, complete blood count. And so you're going to have information about the level of your white blood cells, your red blood cells, hemoglobin, and hematocrit. as well as your platelet count, and then also free a urinalysis. So you're getting all three of those tests for free December 5th between 8 a.m. and 11. And all you need to do right now is pick up the phone and call and make an appointment for Saturday, December 5th. 954-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. And both Dr. Slavin and myself will be in attendance on Saturday, December 5th. And so, Dr. Slavin, do you want to say add anything to that?
No, because I was thinking about something you mentioned the other day on the radio, and it had to do with Chipotle. Recently, they had many stores closed because there was an outbreak of foodborne illness, they said, with E. coli. And then I think it was today I read where they couldn't find the source of the E. coli. They checked everything, and there was no source of E. coli. So I just wonder how they came to the conclusion that Chipotle was the source of it. And then the thought dawned on me that maybe this so-called outbreak might have something to do with the fact that Chipotle was the first U.S. restaurant chain to voluntarily label genetically modified foods. They also banned harmful preservatives in their breads. So they're taking the initiative of rejecting the biotech industry. And I just wonder if it's not a coincidence that the position of that Chipotle takes in the food production and this outbreak might be connected. Janet, had you heard anything about that, where they couldn't find the source of the E. coli outbreak with Chipotle?
Absolutely. And what I read was that they thought that it might have been the greens, the vegetables that were used at Chipotle, and not Chipotle not necessarily being at fault, but rather the vegetable distribution.
Well, they couldn't find any E. coli anywhere. So how did they know the outbreak even originated with Chipotle? Didn't they close about 40 stores?
They did. So very, very widespread area.
Very strange to me.
Very strange.
So I don't know if you heard me, because I know Janice stepped outside for a second. Could this be some form of retribution because Chipotle took a stance against genetically modified foods, banning a lot of harmful preservatives? I mean, really taking the initiative to make their products a healthier product. Of course, the establishment doesn't like that when you do things like that.
Well, all of the food giants, and I'm going to point to Archer Daniel Midland's, they very much have an agenda, and it doesn't include supporting your good health with high-quality food. Kraft, Kellogg's, General Mills, Heinz, all of those different companies are very, very much connected with the Grocery Manufacturers Association, and all of them are very, very supportive of genetically modified organisms. The other part of this is in addition to the genetically modified organisms in our food, some of the companies are now at work on vaccines with containing genetically modified organisms. And the other part of it, the last part, is we know the media are involved with disseminating information that is very, very heavily weighted toward Monsanto. So there's a Washington Post reporter who is now admitting that he was compensated by Monsanto for certain articles that he may have written with regard to the safety and benefits associated with genetically modified organisms. That I'm certainly very confident that eating at Chipotle would not necessarily endanger my good health. What's one of the reasons that I would feel very confident at eating at Chipotle? I think that, number one, I support my digestive system in a very optimized way. High-quality digestive enzymes, proper probiotics, proper support of antioxidant levels. So the lining of my digestive tract remains intact. We talked about hydrochloric acid yesterday. When you have hydrochloric acid operating correctly in your stomach, hydrochloric acid is going to literally kill off any bacteria, viruses, pathogenic microorganisms that have the potential to make you sick. One of the reasons why your digestive system has that hydrochloric acid is so that you're able to protect yourself from food that may be contaminated with a disease-producing microorganism. So, number one, I think Chipotle has gone out of their way to bring higher quality foods to the marketplace at a very affordable as well as good tasting way. The other part is support your good health with the proper digestive enzymes, maintaining hydrochloric acid presence, as well as the probiotics. We know that in your lower digestive system, the presence of a whole array of beneficial microorganisms, and I'm going to say Plantarum is one of the beneficial microorganisms that is going to be extremely protective with regard to how your immune system is going to work. I hear a little bit of music, I think, in the background. Yes, I do. That means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And when we come back, lots more of health-supporting information for you. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care. Reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world, that allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and I'm Janet Cimarelli, sitting here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and so much information with regard to supporting your good health, and sometimes there's very confusing information out there on the internet and in all of our news source media. Just before we get back to the discussion, I wanted to let everybody know that AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, is a sponsor of Natural Doc Radio. And I've talked about the free event that is coming up in December 5th, 8 to 11 to be exact. And if you want to find out a little bit about AMT centers, you want to take a tour of the center, you want to hear about all of the different opportunities for testing that are available at AMT centers, you can call 754-216-2332 and name a time that's convenient for you to come into the center to find out what we're talking about. Dr. Slavin?
All right, Janet, I'm just looking at the update on Chipotle because the whole thing doesn't really seem right to me. I'll tell you why. If you haven't been following this, 42 people, 27 in Washington State and 15 in Oregon, became ill with E. coli. And that's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, I was wondering, too, I mean, does everybody that becomes ill, E. coli infection is a form of gastroenteritis just by E. coli, and you get sick with diarrhea. 14 of the 42 had been hospitalized. Why do you get hospitalized? Because you have severe diarrhea and you need IV fluids. So it might have been the ones hospitalized, and therefore they notified the CDC. And they say most of them reported eating at Chipotle locations before becoming ill. Well, if Chipotle were the source of the illness in two states with probably over, I don't want to guess, but I think I read somewhere at least 40 stores.
Yeah, it was 43 stores, I'm pretty sure, Dr. Slavin.
How come only 42 people got sick then? Out of the thousands of people that probably ate during the period in question,
right,
only 42 people became ill.
Right.
But somehow they were able to link it to Chipotle. And then the next question comes up, and how come they couldn't find any trace of E. coli in any of the food samples from Chipotle? And then, you know, you have to be reminded that Chipotle is really a leader in the industry, the food industry, when it comes to using avoiding genetically modified foods, avoiding certain preservatives in their products. In other words, making their food as healthy as possible. And that goes against the grain of a lot of big industries.
Okay. They're talking about Washington State saying that the stores that are closed, the Chipotle stores that are closed, they have to dispose of all food items, sanitize each facility, and bring in all new food, in spite of the fact that no traces of E. coli have been found in any of the Chipotle restaurants.
Well, I'm just saying it sounds, you know, very fishy, and I'll give you another example of things that sound fishy, was that, you know, because it's being reported now that that measles outbreak, remember from Disneyland in
right.
California,
right,
where only 100 people came down with measles. This is the outbreak. This is the epidemic. 100 people got measles. By the way, 80% of them had been vaccinated against measles, but now they're saying that possibly this whole thing was staged. Why is that? Why are we saying that? Because they never found the source of the outbreak.
Right.
You know, how does that happen?
Very suspicious. But so much of what we talk about here on Natural Doc Radio has some very suspicious origins. Let's just go to this basic thing. Statin drugs.
Well, before that, if you talk about that outbreak, so then what happened after that outbreak was immediately they started taking rights away from the consumer. And what rights were they taking away? The right to refuse vaccinations. Now there's a it's kind of interesting. Who are the players in this thing? They said at the here's something to know. At the beginning of this year, 48 states allowed a religious vaccine exemption in addition to a medical exemption, and 17 states included a personal conscientious or philosophical belief exemption not to get a vaccine.
So those people did not want animal source blood. They didn't want formaldehyde, as an example. They didn't want those things injected into their children. Sounds like personal conscientious is a very, very high quality reason for avoiding vaccines.
In California now, the only way to avoid a vaccine is with a exemption by a medical doctor. Now, the pharma medical trade government lobbying campaign, which this was all about, was able to push that agenda through. So now California is now only one of three states in the U.S. that will only allow a medical vaccine exemption written by a doctor, for which 99.99% of children do not qualify under strict federal guidelines. So in other words, they're mandating vaccines. Now, I think if I were a parent living in California and feel the way I did, I'd have to move out of state.
Well, do you think that was one of the ways to reduce the population in California? Go elsewhere. You don't like it here, go elsewhere.
Well, except, you know, who's going to leave? It's not it's the people that help the state the most. You know, the people that have jobs and everything, they're the ones that can afford to leave. People that, you know, can't afford to leave, they'll stay there. So it's not really helping California. It's hurting California. But the interesting thing about this was who's behind it.
Well, it says that it was very well coordinated, very well orchestrated, and a carefully planned event. And it was a strategy to compel vaccine use. Very sad state of affairs when things are so dramatically manipulated to create hysteria. And it's, I think that's one of the things that they're doing with regard to Chipotle as well.
Well, I think so, but it goes far beyond that. If you're an adult and wants to work as a child care worker in California, you have to be vaccinated as well. It's mandated. So adults and parents who volunteer in daycare and child care centers won't be able to do that unless they're up to date on all of the state-mandated vaccines. You know, the point is that vaccines haven't been shown to be very effective, and yet they're mandating this.
Now, of course, we require any unvaccinated individual coming into the United States from overseas is, of course, required to receive all of these vaccines.
Now, we mentioned this before, that people in government know that their time in government is short-lived, and they want to eventually get into the private sector because that's where the big money is. So in this case, there's a revolving door between the Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC, the FDA, and the National Institutes of Health, and the pharmaceutical industry, which they're in charge of controlling, you know, or supervising, and yet they're allowed to leave the government and go work for the pharmaceutical industry. So employees routinely leave these government agencies, go to work for drug companies, and sometimes they rotate back and forth more than once. Now, isn't that an interesting coincidence? It's not allowed in any other industry. It's not allowed in the defense industry. There are at least a certain number of years you have to wait, but there's a long history of researchers, doctors, and scientists who are associated with the Department of Health and Human Services who are working for Big Pharma, and vice versa. They go back and forth. Another thing that I think people don't realize is that Congress in the last 30 or 40 years has given the green light to federal health agencies to create a formal financial public-private partnership with the pharmaceutical industry. When you have a business partnership with someone, you're not going to have a lot of oversight on the safety of the products that your business partner is creating. Isn't that sort of what's happening in healthcare too, doctors working for hospitals?
I mean, not a lot of oversight.
So
it's the fox guarding the hen house kind of thing.
And I, you know, people have to be aware of that. Now,
flu vaccine is very, very much associated with injury. One of your patients, one of my clients, Dr. Slavin, very much an individual who was significantly injured by the flu shot, and the medical community turning a blind eye to what the patient was saying with regard to the source of the illnesses that she was dealing with.
Now, we spoke yesterday about certain medications, I think specifically the acid blockers.
Right.
And how the studies that proclaim their safety really only cover a few months, less than a year for sure. And yet people take these drugs year after year after year. There are no studies that can talk to the safety of taking that type of drug for so long. And yet, fast forward now to the flu vaccine. Every year they make a new vaccine. They are not studied at all. And yet they're mandating people get a flu shot every year for life. And there is absolutely no studies to determine, forget about whether they work or not. There are no studies to determine how dangerous they are. And one has to wonder then, how come the flu shot is the the leading cause of vaccine injury, and most people getting compensated are the ones that are being injured by the flu shot.
Dr. Slavin, I hear music. It's time for a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and you just heard about JanetCimarelli.com. And I want to tell you just a little bit about Janazon.com, where you can go and find out about my products, Janabiotic and Janajuice. And those two products taken together so support an anti-inflammatory cascade of benefits to your health and so support high quality antioxidants being absorbed beautifully into your body to help protect your healthy cells and keep those cells functioning at the highest possible level. And you can find my products, Janabiotic and Janajuice, at The Healthy Way on Clintmore Road, Boca Raton, Discount Health on Griffin Road in Davie. You can find him here at Dr. Slavin's office on Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. Vitamin Emporium in Deerfield, all of the Toonie stores. Greenlands, where I am every Friday from 11 to 2, also has my products. So you can find out all about the ingredients in Jana Juice, acai, goji, noni, mangosteen, all those fabulous superfruits to support your good health. And we're talking today about making informed decisions about health support. And those decisions might not necessarily include a flu shot. Dr. Slavin?
Well, Janet, back in the 1980s, flu vaccines were only recommended for people over age 65 or those with a cardiorespiratory pulmonary illness. So, okay, that was reasonable if you bought into the flu vaccine in the first place. But then around the year 2000, the FDA Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee.
So and we know to trust the FDA.
Well, it's a governmental agency, but remember, they go back and forth between the drug companies, right? They suggested that everybody over the age of 50 should get a vaccine. So that was the year 2000. Then in the following decade, and every year thereafter, they brought more and more age groups into the influenza vaccine net until finally, a couple of years ago, the CDC said every single person, all 321 million Americans from the age of 6 till your death, has to get an influenza vaccine. So if you're a influenza vaccine manufacturer, you've got dollar signs in your eyes because, whoa, what a boon to business that is.
Who's paying for these vaccines? Is the individual getting the vaccine having to pay for it? Is insurance company having to pay for it? Is the government paying for it?
Well, I think both. I think insurance probably covers it to some extent. But here's the thing now, too. There is no liability associated with any of these flu vaccines or any other vaccine that's recommended and licensed by government in this country. You cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer for any reason. If your child gets hurt by a vaccine, you can't sue.
And I know any number of individuals whose children have had developmental issues, neurological damage, after receiving a vaccine.
So this shouldn't come as any surprise to people. The pharmaceutical industry is the number one lobbyist up on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures. And almost $1 trillion every year is given by Congress to the Department of Health and Human Services. The Department of Defense only gets $500 billion. So imagine that. The Department of Health and Human Services gets $1 trillion. So they are the number one agency in the country that gets the most amount of our federal taxes every year, and that doesn't include Social Security, because that's a separate agency. So if you look at all that money, where are the scientific studies we've been calling for? The bench science that goes down to the cellular molecular level to look at what happens in the body, in our brains, our immune systems, when you use adjuvants to ramp up the response of the immune system. Those of us who have no autoimmune disease in our family or neurologic disorders are sitting ducks for these new ways they want to ramp up the immune system. Response to the vaccines. There's no studies on any of this stuff. And the governments are, you know, it's funny. Here's what happens. The lobbyists.
And it isn't funny.
And the promises of getting a job in the future motivate the government officials to give this agency all this money. And then, you know, and it goes back and forth, and it's like a slush fund. And, you know, we just have to be aware of that. Would make a lot more sense to take the time to really take better care of yourself.
Well, it's very, very easy. You know, you don't have to do backward handsprings to take good enough care of yourself that you're not so vulnerable to the whatever illnesses, whatever seasonal illnesses might be going around. Vitamin D. taking a sufficient amount of vitamin D is very, very supportive of your immune system. And at AMT centers, you can do a vitamin D blood test to see what your levels of vitamin D might be, and it's very, very affordable. Then you can test your zinc levels, and let's just assume that we all need to support our zinc levels. So there are any number of very high quality zinc and copper. So zinc and copper work in conjunction with one another, doing dramatic benefit to support how your immune system is functioning. Now, for years, doctors have been telling people, well, you have to be careful with vitamin A. It's going to accumulate in your liver. It's going to cause problems. It can be toxic. What else does it do? Support your immune system, particularly your respiratory system. So combining sufficient doses of vitamin A and vitamin D going to do dramatically beneficial things, along with the zinc copper formula, you're going to have a very, very nice head start on the seasonal illness protection that you're looking for. And then when you add in a high quality digestive enzyme that contains hydrochloric acid and a beneficial probiotic, you've got your immune system off to a fabulously good start. Dr. Slavin?
Well, there's a good website that you can go to where all this information has been put into one location, and that's the National Vaccine Information Center. So how do you get there? It's nvic.org. So you can go there and read up about the state laws about vaccines, diseases and vaccines. I mean, how many different vaccines are we talking about these days? You've got anthrax, hemophilus, diphtheria, Ebola, hepatitis A, hep B, herpes, HPV, influenza, measles, meningococcal, mumps. Then you have the flu vaccines. You have pertussis, pneumococcal, polio, rotavirus, rubella, smallpox, tetanus, and varicella. They want to mandate all those vaccines for people.
Thank you, no. And what people need to know about are homeopathic nosodes. And you are going to give your body the protection and stimulation of your immune system so you're protected against a wide range of different illness-producing microorganisms. It's very interesting that the FDA is now got its sights focused on the homeopathic industry. And homeopathy has been around for over 100 years with very, very high-quality results and very, very little in the area of negative effects or not achieving the function for that particular homeopathic formula. So if our listeners want to find out some additional approaches other than using vaccines, one of the things that they can do is investigate homeopathic nosodes, only available through the use of a practicing physician, and very, very high quality benefits associated with those nosodes. So anybody who has ever felt the benefits of Arnica, there's a homeopathic that's very, very commonly utilized and very, very effective. So we are almost out of time. Dr. Slavin, any last words of wisdom?
I think it's important that people learn about vaccines as much as they can so they can effectively answer those that insist that they get a vaccine. And it's not just the flu vaccine. We're talking about the common ones, pneumococcal vaccine, the shingles vaccine. There's a bunch of them out there.
If you intend to get a vaccine, do very, very high doses of vitamin C. We are out of time. To our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to 11. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.